You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the All About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Boy, almost 1,000 episodes since we launched this show. I was thinking the other day, I said, I wonder where our number's at. It's not 1,000
So you
yet.
Went back and looked?
I counted individually through everyone. That's a pretty good volume of work.
It's a lot of podcasts, and you and I have listened to probably every single one of them.
I had dark hair when we started this show.
You did?
So anyway, but we have a great guest today. I'm looking forward to it. Cool organization doing some amazing work in the community. Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Tony Adams. He's a senior vice president of Georgia with Coulter Homes. Tony, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're a busy fella, so grateful for you to swing by. Before we get into our conversation, though, take a quick few seconds. Tell us a bit about you, your background, and then give us that overview of Coulter Homes.
Well, I've been in the home building business my entire career. My father was a custom home builder in Louisville, Kentucky, and I started at a very early age. Throughout my career, I've worked for several national home builders, and I've been with Coulter for about 4 years now. Coulter Homes, for two decades, Coulter Homes has been committed to building exceptional residents in outstanding communities throughout the Southeast United States. We do both active adults and primary residential with a focus on community development.
It's pretty exciting. And I've had the pleasure of getting to work with you guys on a couple of your award-winning Atlanta communities or Atlanta area communities. So I'm excited to talk about Crestwynd today. So tell our audience, for the, you know, two people who haven't heard about Crestwynd, what it is and how you all serve the market.
Well, Crestwynd is our flagship resort-style active adult community. We have 8 locations throughout the Southeast with several more opening soon. The hallmark of these communities is living better longer through fitness, nutrition, and relationships.
And that's so interesting. I just read an article. I'm trying to remember where I saw it. I guess I saw it through NHB. They were talking about what boomers want and what the key amenities they want are. And it was kind of interesting because I'm not sure I considered all of them amenities, but it was, you know, walkability and the ability to get, you know, exercise close to home, and then food. They wanted, you know, choices. And then the third was they wanted a flexible schedule related to work. So many of them are working longer. And I don't know how you can really solve the flexible schedule with a community, but you certainly can solve some of the other needs.
Yeah, they kind of solve their own issues. You know, they don't really get on the roads during major, you know, during early times, or AM or PM drive times. So they kind of solve that, but they are working longer. They are staying active. You know, somebody coined a phrase that active adult is you go to a retirement home. That's not what we're doing. That's Mm-mm. That's the last stage in life. This is very active, and the communities are very active, and we enjoy it.
I think it's more of what you do when your kids leave the nest and you're bored, you know?
Yeah. But I contend that this millennial buyer almost wants very similar things to what you would find in an active adult
community. Oh, absolutely.
What we on the show would define, isn't it? So I think you're seeing a melding of, I think ultimately this is what this type of living is where we're going all right. Across the board. So, all right, well, talk about this Atlanta market. Where are you building and what sort of product are you producing?
We're building in 3 different locations in Atlanta currently: Crestwynd, Lake Lanier, and Gainesville; Crestwynd Peachtree City in Peachtree City; and Crestwynd Twin Lakes in Houston, Georgia, will be coming online soon. All 3 are active adult communities.
Outstanding.
And it's my understanding that there's not much left at Lake Lanier. So if that's your destination and where you want to be, you better get up there quickly.
Moving. Yeah, we have about 15 sales left to close out Lake Lanier. It's been a great location for us. It was our first location, started it 10 years ago. And since then, the brand has grown very well. And we're excited to be able to close that community out and start a new one at Twin Lakes.
Well, we're going to talk about Twin Lakes in a minute, but 15 opportunities left.
Left in
late Lake July. You better get moving on getting those if you want one of those. So.
Yeah, it's one of the unique. If you really like to boat on Lake Lanier, there are still a couple boat slips left that can be done with the property as well. And so it was very unique, and we've enjoyed being there for 10 years.
Yeah, I bet.
And it's interesting. You know, I don't know that our listeners or that home buyers think about kind of the evolution of a community and, you know, how this community has evolved over 10 years. And I guess I just heard, you know, recently that you all had taken out some tennis courts and put more pickleball in. So talk about some of those things that have changed in your 10-year run at Lake Lanier.
Well, I think pickleball has become the latest and greatest fad for the active adults. You know, effectively, you cut your court size down by half and, mm-hmm. and you don't have to move as much. Tennis is, it gets a little strenuous when you get older. And so, yes, we've restriped our tennis courts for pickleball courts. We've got a nice venue down in Peachtree City as well. And the community is talking about expanding that one. And then Twin Lakes will also have that component.
Pickleball is hot, man. I tell you, my father-in-law was an avid 80-year-old father-in-law, was still a very active tennis player, but had rotator cuff problems. And so had to downshift to pickleball. And so he loves that and still remain very active. So that's great to hear. So, Tony, what I should have done when I introduced you was add the words award-winning. Mm-hmm. With everything. But you did win a whole slew of Obies last year for the Crestwind Peachtree City. So give us an update. What's happening there?
We've been very fortunate with Crestwind Peachtree City. It's one of the top selling communities in the Atlanta active adult market. Our resident club has just been open for about 12 months now. We have a new grand opening for our fourth phase on August the 3rd. And we'd love everybody to come out and walk the 11 models in the amenity center. And we've just been ecstatic about Peachtree City. We thought Peachtree City was a good location, and it has turned out to be a phenomenal location.
Did you say 11 models?
11 models.
How am I going to choose?
So basically, out of the 11 models, we have three series at Peachtree City. And really, it comes down to width of lot, how big a lot or house you want to have, and then style of architecture or interior finish. The interior finish are all the same, but they get larger. So we have a 50-foot product, a 60-foot product, and a 70-foot product.
I'm happy if a community has a model.
Right. Now, these are really beautiful homes. And I imagine there's been some changes in home design over the last 10 years for our boomer buyers who are, you know, more likely to need a home office now, or maybe more likely to need kind of that double master suite or owner's, you know, second owner's kind of suite. What all are you seeing in that area?
We've seen that as well. We've seen, and we're starting to accommodate that now. We started with Lake Lanier's product, and then it evolved into Myrtle Beach, and then it evolved into Charleston, the Ponds, and then it evolved into Peachtree City, and now we're into the fourth evolution at Twin Lakes. And it's more open concept plans. Uh-huh. They do want double masters. It's absolutely ranch style living. They want to live on the first floor. They don't mind having a basement, don't mind having maybe an upstairs loft so their kids can come or their grandkids can come. But they want to live in that first floor, and it's very important to them.
It's absolutely me too. So yeah. I'm good with that. I live on the main floor of my house. If my son's not home from college, I just go up there and crank the air, the heat up or down, whatever's appropriate, and just don't bother going up there.
That's right. They don't want to climb stairs much if they don't have to. So
But the grandkids do need that escape hatch. So that's a good option there.
And it's good for wearing out the grandkids to get them to run up and down the stairs. So.
Hi there, I'm Ty Pennington. I've been in construction for a long time, and I can promise you this. You can trust a Jackson EMC Right Choice home to be designed and built to the highest standards. The thorough inspection process has quality control built right in, which means savings and comfort for you. It's all part of Jackson EMC's promise. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
All right. Well, you mentioned Twin Lakes earlier, so tell us what's happening there.
Well, Twin Lakes is Crestwind's newest gated resort community located in Houston, Georgia. It's on approximately 900 acres of pristine rolling woodlands and is named for the two beautiful lakes on the property. There'll be 1,300 homes as well as a very large amenity complex.
So the Crestwind part of that you all are calling Crestwind, Georgia.
We are calling it Crestwind, Georgia. You'll be able to locate it by that and also Twin Lakes.
And also Twin Lakes. Yep. So when do you anticipate model park opening and, you know, kind of first sales and all of that?
So right now we're in the development stages, and we anticipate opening in spring of 2020. Model park will be a little larger than we built before. We are going to build 15 models.
Wow.
So and active adults won't buy what they don't see. So that's the reason we put so many models on the ground. Because of the 15 models, we've added a new series. So it'll be a 40-foot series.
So what's really different in those new designs? What have you changed, added?
Well, they're smaller designs. Uh-huh. So we find that we get a lot of single buyers. Mm-hmm. It's kind of amazing that we have a lot of single women that buy from us, and mm-hmm. they don't need a large house, and they want to have a great place to be active and be a part of the club and walking trails, pickleball, mm-hmm. all that stuff just kind of ties into the whole thing.
Yeah. It makes sense. It's more to clean and more to have to put furniture in and just more to keep up with. So if you don't need it, you don't need it.
That's correct.
So we've talked a little bit about Peachtree City. And of course, we've got, you know, golf down there and everyone with their golf cart. And then we've got the lake. And obviously, that's a huge amenity. What amenities will the new Crestwind Georgia and Houston offer?
So like we talked about a minute ago, we'll add a fourth series to our building line, which will be 15 model homes. Each series will be the same specification. So whatever we offer in the 70-foot product will be offered in the 40 as well. And the buyer just has to decide whether or not they want what kind of floor plan and how wide their lot wants to be. And we make it pretty simple that way. The amenities for Twin Lakes will be a brand new two-story design. We have used a single-story design in the last four Crestwinds. But we've decided that we want to do a two-story building at Twin Lakes because of the view overlooking the main lake.
Oh, that will be spectacular.
Yes, it will be.
Yeah, I think we're really excited about it. We will have a resort-style pool, we'll have a vent lawn, bocce ball courts, and it'll all be nestled overlooking the largest of the Twin Lakes. Additionally, we'll have full fitness facility, extensive walking trails. We're going to have an indoor pool, yoga room, art room, card rooms, and large gathering spaces for events. And last but not least, we're really excited about this. It'll be the first time we've done it at a Crestwind. We're going to have one of the largest pickleball complexes in the Southeast.
Wow. So does that mean, is there such a thing as a pickleball tournament? Or
There are. And Lake Lanier, their team has been building over the last couple of years, actually 3 to 4 years, and they've been traveling around the Southeast, and they've won many awards. And so
you're going to have some friendly competitiveness between the two communities, I guess.
We are. We've even heard that some of the buyers would like to maybe sell in Lake Lanier and move over to Twin Lakes.
Interesting.
So we'll see.
So with Twin Lakes, my understanding is the larger lake is about...
It's about 40 acres.
40 acres. So what will residents be able to do on that lake?
So we're still working through those details. Won't be anything motorized if we allow people. I think the biggest thing is fishing, probably kayaking,
paddleboard.
Yeah,
paddleboards are hot too. Yeah. I love paddleboarding. Well, you could even have some of the paddle wheel boats and, you know, canoes, kayaks.
Right.
You could have a whole. You could have a kayaking team next.
We could have a kayaking team.
Well, those are great low impact physical activities that are really really good for you. That don't hurt the body like I've done to mine.
I have one more question. So let's just say I'm, you know, Susie Joe, and I've moved into my 40-foot lot because I want my small house.
Sure.
When I go to see my grandkids for the weekend, do I need to worry about my lawn or any of that, or is that all taken care of?
No, that's all taken care of on the outside. We take care of all the lawn maintenance, the bushes, fertilization. The buyer's responsible for watering the grass and all the bushes, and they're responsible for maintaining the outside of the home. But that's one of the things that buyers requested from us, is they wanted to be able to lock their door and be able to go travel and do the things that they wanted to do. And so we've accommodated that, and we're gated, so that gives them a sense of security while they're gone.
Right. And then the exterior homes, are you all using one of the cement board sidings or something that's really low maintenance as well?
We do. We use Hardy plank, mm-hmm. and that's on the exterior, and that we even use Hardy soffit. So
you're completely Hardy.
We're completely Hardy, and then we've got 9 elevations per home and 15
that's
houses.
Awesome. So they can paint it once every 10 or 15 years and be good to go.
That's right.
Awesome. I'm sold. Right. Let's go.
Sold. Done. I'll take two. All right. Well, Tony, we're about out of time. So before I let you go, should anyone need to connect with you or learn more about Crestwind and certainly Coulter, where do they go?
The two best locations is crestwind.com or coulterhomes.com. And then they can speak to one of our internet consultants, and we can set up a time for whatever location they would like to go see.
All right. Tony Adams, Senior Vice President of Georgia with Coulter Homes. Tony, great pleasure to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's All About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnecht. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denim Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.